What are some things people should be thinking about, you know, some truths about lung cancer? What are some things that they should know?
For number one, smoking increases your risk of lung cancer. There are other risk factors for lung cancer, such as asbestos exposure, history of radiation at workplace for a long time. These are a few uncommon causes of lung cancer. For some reason, we also find lung cancer in among non-smokers, women, and this is typically described among Asian countries where there are no typical industrial or occupational exposure, but patients still do have incidence of lung cancer. For the most part, most of lung cancers are diagnosed at an advanced stage. Occasionally, they're incidentally found on imaging that's done for other purposes. Most of the times, patients don't become symptomatic unless it's an advanced stage of presentation.
I guess what would some of those symptoms be when they finally get to that point?
Productive cough. Sometimes they can notice blood in their cough. Poor appetite, they can start losing weight, people can start getting winded, or they start developing shortness of breath with minimal exertion. These are usually some factors that would warrant further medical attention. If patients notice any of these symptoms, they should seek attention, they should present to their primary care provider.
Tamria, should you get detection done early?
Yes, definitely. So, currently, we are offering low-dose CT scan for lung cancer screening in patients who are eligible. And so eligibility for that, you have to have smoked a 30-pack year history. You have to be between the ages of 55 and 77. Or if you've quit smoking, you have to have quit within the last 15 years. And you can't have any symptoms of lung cancer because, quite honestly, we want to diagnose that. We're not screening for a lung cancer if you have symptoms of it. If patients have these risk factors, they are eligible for a low-dose CT scan. I would like them to call our clinic. If somebody is smoking, they should stop. There's absolutely no reason to smoke because it just simply increases the risk.
And the other thing I would like to add in addition to what Tamari said is smoking is a very highly addictive habit. There is also new evidence now that the chances of quitting smoking was higher among people who quit cold turkey, but the rates of quitting cold turkey were not very high. So there are several smoking cessation aids, and people should talk to their primary care provider. There are various online resources available. They should try to quit smoking. Usually patients associate, or in general, people associate smoking with lung cancer and head and neck cancers. However, there are various other cancers that are commonly found among smokers compared to non-smokers. For example, smoking is a very high risk factor for kidney cancer, for bladder cancers. It increases the risk of cervical cancer among women who smoke. In addition to cancer, smoking is also responsible for increased rates of heart problems, increased rate for strokes. So there are significant medical benefits with smoking cessation. We would strongly encourage people to consider quitting smoking. And if they're already thinking of quitting smoking, then they should utilize all the resources that are available. And the one thing they have to remember is, most patients who successfully quit smoking, they quit on more than one occasion. So failing or relapsing after the first attempt is not necessarily a reason to stop trying. People should try and try until they succeed and get all the help they can to successfully beat this awful habit.